From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The founder of the controversial WikiLeaks website, Julian Assange, has been arrested in London at the request of authorities in Sweden who are seeking to question him about allegations of sexual assault, allegations Assange denies. Jennifer Robinson is an attorney for Assange.
Mr. Assange still has not seen the full allegations against him or the potential charges he faces in a language which he understands, which is English, and this is in clear breach of his human rights under the European Convention of Human Rights.
Assange surrendered to authorities today. He's been out of sight since WikiLeaks released a quarter of a million secret U.S. diplomatic cables. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, who's expected to be the next chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says Assange should face charges in the U.S. related to WikiLeaks' ongoing release of classified documents.
It's important that he be indicted here in the United States, extradited from whatever country he's in to the United States, because his conduct to me clearly violates the U.S. Espionage Act. It's putting American lives at risk throughout the world. Clearly what he's done is wrong, and he has to be punished.
Assange is slated to appear before a magistrate in London today. President Obama and congressional Republican leaders have reached a tentative agreement on a sweeping package of economic measures, including a temporary extension of Bush-era tax cuts for Americans at all income levels and a cut in payroll taxes next year. Also included is an extension of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. But NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president may have a tough job selling the package to some members of his own party.
President Obama acknowledges there's something in the deal for everyone to dislike. But he says he had little choice but to agree to extend tax cuts, even for the wealthy, in order to protect cuts for everyone else.
We cannot play politics at a time when the American people are looking for us to solve problems.
In exchange for the temporary extension of Bush-era tax cuts, Mr. Obama also won an extension of unemployment benefits and more tax cuts aimed at the middle class. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan today to assess progress in the 9-year conflict there. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Kabul reports Gates' visit comes as the administration is deciding whether it can meet its goal of starting to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan next summer.
He's expected to meet with President Karzai and top Afghan officials, but aides say the main focus of his trip will be on the U.S. troops serving in Afghanistan. Gates' trip coincides with an unannounced visit from British Prime Minister David Cameron, who visited the British air base at Bastion in Helmand Province. Cameron said British troops could begin withdrawing from Afghanistan as early as next year and that Britain will end its combat role here by 2015. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in the latest in a series of cases regarding protection against workplace retaliation under federal anti-discrimination laws. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the case tests whether it's illegal to fire the relative of an employee who files a discrimination claim.
Eric Thompson and his fiancée, now his wife, Miriam Regulato, both worked as quality control engineers at North American Stainless Steel in Kentucky. 3 weeks after the company learned that Regulato had filed a sex discrimination claim with the EEOC, it fired her fiancé. Thompson then sued for illegal retaliation. But the lower courts ruled that while the federal anti-discrimination law bars retaliation, it protects only those employees who actually make a claim of discrimination, aid in the investigation, or testify about it. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Some new research is showing that taking a daily low dose of aspirin may reduce the risk of getting many kinds of cancer. A study found that cancer deaths were about 20% lower among people taking low-dose aspirin during the research. Oxford University medical researcher Peter Rothwell.
The rapidly growing cancers like esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, you begin to see the benefits in terms of reduced diagnoses and deaths after about 4 or 5 years. But for very slow growing cancers like prostate, it takes 15 years.
Rothwell says the small risk of stomach bleeding from daily low-dose aspirin is beginning to be drowned out by the benefits of that regimen, but some other medical experts disagree with that assessment. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.